Welcome to the PAC Football Report for October 17, 2009. I'm Joe Underko. Over the next few minutes, we'll take a look back at last Saturday's conference football action in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing this weekend's games. For the second straight week, each PAC team celebrating homecoming came away with a victory. Westminster and Bethany each ended six-game losing streaks to their respective opponents, as the Titans topped Waynesburg with a 49-42 overtime victory, while Bethany defeated Teal 42-21. Geneva also was victorious at home, avenging a loss to Grove City a year ago by winning 34-17 over the Wolverines. Finally, Thomas More stayed unbeaten with a 40-13 road win at winless St. Vincent. Washington and Jefferson had the weekend off. Dave Barner and Adam Plyler of Titan Radio have the call of the final play of Westminster's win as Titan linebacker Corey Meeker posts an interception in overtime to clinch the victory.
Dawson from the shotgun. There's no value in the backfield. They're going to the end zone.
Picked off. Get down.
Westminster Titans have won.
Corey Meeker with the interception for your Titans.
PAC Offensive Player of the Week honors went to Westminster sophomore quarterback Sean LaHockey, who came off the bench to post 347 yards of total offense and five touchdowns against Waynesburg, including the game winner on a 15-yard TD run in overtime. Defensive Player of the Week laurels went to Bethany free safety Matt Dolly, who had five tackles, two pass breakups, and a forced fumble against Teal. Kyle Allen of Westminster earned special teams recognition after averaging 25 yards per kick return for the Titans, including a 55-yarder to set up a game-tying score. Four conference games are on tap for October 17th, while Teal has the weekend off. Thomas More puts its unbeaten record on the line Saturday, as the 5-0 Saints host 2-4 Grove City at Bank of Kentucky Field at 1:30 p.m. Last season, Thomas More rolled to a 35-14 road win over the Wolverines, but Grove City won on its last trip to Kentucky to face the Saints 2 years ago, prevailing by a 23-16 score. Veteran Wolverine mentor Chris Smith talks about the keys to victory for his team against Thomas More.
Well, you know, they're a great football team, and the keys are going to be to keep them from getting the big play. You know, make them work for their touchdowns, have them, you know, go with 10 or 12 play drives if they're going to score. And then as important, if not more important, would be to keep the ball away from their offense. So try to get our offense into a mode where we're going to control the ball, get first downs, and first downs obviously lead to touchdowns.
If the last 2 years are any indication, fans can expect a close contest when 4-1 Geneva travels to 3-2 Waynesburg for a 1:30 kickoff at Wiley Stadium. Geneva topped the Yellow Jackets 27-17 in 2007, but last year Waynesburg posted a 34-28 decision in Beaver Falls. It will be the 73rd meeting in the all-time series between the conference rivals. Two teams coming off impressive wins last Saturday meet in Bethany, as the 2-3 Bison host 2-4 Westminster at 1:30 p.m. The two squads met in an instant classic a year ago in New Wilmington, as the Titans overcame a 28-0 second quarter deficit to win 46-43 on a 44-yard field goal as time expired. Bethany head coach Tim Weaver expects another tight matchup with the Titans this week.
I think the keys for us are going to be to slow them down somehow offensively, which last year and the last time we played at Westminster before that, we weren't able to do. Obviously, their quarterback situation presents a different set of problems with Lee Hockey being able to run the ball extremely well, and France's career numbers are obviously off the charts, so we feel like they have a lot of balance in their traditional run game, their pass game, and now with the addition of the quarterback run, it's going to be a challenge for us. And then offensively, we need to continue to perform at the level we performed at last week. We were able to have balance, make big plays, score a lot of points. So if we can come anywhere close to approaching that, we think we'll be okay.
Finally, the road does not get any easier for St. Vincent, as the 0-6 Bearcats host their second straight unbeaten opponent when 5-0 Washington and Jefferson comes to Chuck Knoll Field in Latrobe for a 1 p.m. kickoff. W&J has dominated both meetings with the Bearcats since St. Vincent joined the PAC 2 years ago, including a 72-20 decision in Washington last season. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. A reminder that for the latest PAC football news, log on to our website at www.pacathletics.org. While at the website, you can sign up to follow us on both Facebook and Twitter. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.